Pilots weigh differences between Boeing 757-200 and -300. The Boeing 757 was developed in the late 1970s as a replacement for the Boeing 727, offering improved cockpit technologies and high-bypass turbofan engines. Initially, two variants were offered, the 7N7-100 and the 7N7-200, with airlines preferring the latter. Airlines preferred the 757-200 due to its clean design, twin-engine configuration, and improved cabin length compared to the 727-200. The 757 was more efficient than the Trijet 727, producing nearly as much thrust in one engine as all three engines on the 727. The 757-200 entered service in 1983, while the 757-300 began carrying passengers in 1999, just 5 years before production ended. The 757-300 was a stretch of the 757-200, with a total length of 178 feet 7 inches. Despite its high capacity and low per-seat cost, the 757-300 failed to save the 757 line, selling only 55 examples. From a pilot's point of view, the main differences between the two aircraft lie in performance and handling. The 757-300 requires more caution while taxiing due to its increased length and weight. The 757-300 also needs longer takeoff rolls than the 757-200, requiring higher rotation speeds to minimize tail strikes during landing. In terms of range and payload, the 757-300 essentially trades capacity for distance compared to the 757-200. Pilots need to be aware of these differences when flying either aircraft type, as they can significantly impact flight performance and safety.